This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Can't get enough of the Fan in the Morning?
Shown up.
Because this is nothing like that.
Working.
Al and Jerry are here with stories they'd never get to cover on the morning show.
Very sexy robot.
Hey, look at that pig.
Shenanigans.
Naked yoga.
My mother had a bad experience with these goats.
Let's hump the fence.
It's Al and Jerry's post-game podcast.
All right, here we go on a podcast on a lovely Monday, Al.
Oh, hi there, Jerry.
Oh, hello.
So I did something interesting this weekend. I wanted to see how you feel. Is this something you would do? So I saw that there was a there's a place in Asbury Park called the Supper Club.
Okay.
And it's a there's a stage, and then there's tables around the stage. So there's dinner and entertainment.
Okay. So far, so good.
We were there one time a couple years ago, Gina and I, with just some random guy playing the piano while we ate dinner. But this one I saw, there was a guy who was going to do, with a full band with a horn section.
Wow.
Was going to do the songs of Billy Joel.
That sounds fun.
Yeah, and you buy a ticket. It's a pricey. I mean, the tickets, I think, were $60 per ticket.
Okay, and that's just for the show.
Just for the show. And then you have to spend $25 each person on food and beverage.
Okay.
But we thought, we're going to go. We'll get dinner there. Because this is a quote-unquote supper club, there are tables of four, tables of six, tables of eight. But if you're a couple, you will be sitting with another couple.
Oh, it's like a cruise ship.
Yeah.
You have to go sit with someone.
Yeah, so this was a four-person table.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you could try, like, when I bought the tickets, there were multiple tables still wide open. So I bought tickets, but I only bought two of them.
Right.
I suppose you could buy the full table.
You could.
But then you owe not only for the tickets, but for the food and drink for each of
those
seats.
The extra minimums.
Yeah, the extra minimums. But luckily, we got a nice couple, which was fine. But it's a little awkward because you don't get there the same time. So one couple's already a couple drinks in. One couple may have ordered their appetizers that come to the table. Now there's four of you sitting there. Two people are eating.
You're starving.
Yeah. You don't know what to do.
Yeah.
You don't even know, like, what if this couple's vegan and I've just ordered a giant steak?
Sure.
Is that going to, I don't want to offend somebody with what I'm ordering.
Or you don't drink and they're, you know, shoving drinks down their throat like they're, yeah, I get it.
What do I do?
What kind of food?
I got a ribeye steak.
Oh, that's good.
Gina got
a regular menu.
Yeah, regular menu.
Okay.
And I got to say, Jerry, it was a tremendous experience.
Nice.
This band, guy's name was Chris Pinella.
Mm-hmm.
And he's not a Billy Joel cover band. Like, he may take this band out another night and do great songs from the 80s.
Goes to show, we always talk about it, how talented people are.
Oh, my gosh.
People that don't hit it big, even though they could hit it big.
Oh, 100%.
If the right person at the right time recognizes them.
And here's the wild thing. Right now, again, if you said, okay, Al, money is not an issue.
Mm-hmm.
But the hassle and everything is. So.
Yeah.
You can go to Asbury Park at this dinner theater and watch this guy do Billy Joel songs. Or get you a pair of tickets to go see Billy Joel at the Garden.
You'd go to Asbury Park.
I'm going to see this guy.
I get it. I don't blame you. I don't blame you at all.
Going to see him every time. Mm-hmm. Plus, you know what else is cool? I don't know what Billy Joel... I'm sure... So, you know, Billy Joel, by the way, has so many songs.
Yeah, yeah.
So... this guy played a lot of songs. I don't know if Billy Joel is still playing these songs. But I'll tell you what he didn't do, and this is ballsy, and I appreciate it. He did not play Piano Man.
Really?
He did not
play... Oh, you don't have to. There's so many songs.
We Didn't Start the Fire. Mm. Okay. He played some more deep cuts from Billy Joel. I mean, recognizable songs for most people. But just it was really
interesting.
How many
people? Like sold out? Or were there open seats still?
There were a couple open seats. Not a lot.
That's good.
Did really well. But like I said, he had a full band. Like there's a lot. I was thinking that like, man, he was just the singer.
Right.
Piano player. Two guitarists. Bass player, drummer, two horns. He had eight guys up there.
How are they splitting that money?
I don't know.
Eight ways, or does he get more as the front guy?
I think it's his projects, you know what I mean?
Jeez.
So I'm sure he gets more. I was thinking that too, like, do the horn guys get less than the drummer?
Or the piano guy, who
the piano
Billy Joel songs, I mean.
He was tremendous.
That's a big deal.
Yeah. Yeah, we just.
How many people would you say? A couple hundred?
350?
300?
Maybe 300.
Oh, that's a lot of people.
Yeah, 200 to 300.
That is a lot of people.
Yeah.
Even say 200, that means they're bringing in $12,000 for your $60 seats.
Yeah.
Right? So that would be 12,000. And I bet you he probably takes away about $8,000 of that, 9,000.
And I tell you, Jerry, you know how I love to complain about everything.
You do.
When I got there and I saw another couple had bought tickets on our table, I was like, oh. But I said, you know, I'm going to win positively.
Look at you.
Where are you guys from? What do you do for a living? Bah, bah, bah. Had a couple drinks. Jerry, I had all positive thoughts.
And you had a positive night.
Met a couple of listeners on the way out the door.
Very nice.
So, yeah. And now I'm going to start following this guy. Look where he's playing around.
That's great. Now you're going to have a new Saturday night routine.
Supper club.
Go see. Yes, I was going to say that, or go follow this guy around the Jersey Shore.
I'm now in my mode of life, Jerry, where I see I don't go see the regular artist because it's too much of a hassle. I will go see someone performing their songs.
But if you really think about it, how much different of an experience is it in terms of the music? I'm sure they sounded great. You're there to hear the songs. I know they might even sound better than Billy Joel at this point.
You know what I did immediately? Like today, what did I do on my ride in? Listen to Billy Joel songs.
Look at you.
And I didn't even see Billy Joel.
See, it's funny you say that because I put Off the Wall on my Spotify for the ride home today.
What is Off the Wall?
From Michael Jackson.
That's what I thought at first. I was like, Jerry's not listening to Michael Jackson.
I got Jackson 5 music there, but I'm going to listen to the album because I started watching the documentary on Michael Jackson, the Thriller on Netflix the other night. I'm like, ooh.
And now you're locked in.
Now I'm going to listen to the album.
Yeah. Oh, it's tremendous.
See how that works?
Yeah. I know. It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
It was really, how much different what I just saw was remember the Broadway play about Billy Joel moving out?
Yeah.
Billy Joel wasn't in there singing those songs.
Probably very similar and an easier experience and cheaper.
Jerry, I had a seat. You sit down the whole show.
Were people getting up and dancing at any point?
No.
Oh, it's phenomenal.
No.
It's even better.
Nope. We stood up and clapped at the very end, standing ovation.
How long is this whole experience?
That was the other great thing, Jerry. It was like he probably did 40 minutes, took a break, another 40 minutes.
Oh, it's great. So in 2 hours.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a nice night out.
2 hours.
I like that stuff just from the standpoint of it's become very apparent to me and you, I think. People are looking to do stuff.
Yes.
And just going out to dinner is still fine, but it gets routine.
Yeah.
And you're looking for other ways to just get out and mingle. And there was a at the bar that we kind of work with a little bit with the cornhole, this Pool Ave bar in Hazlitt. We couldn't have gone because my wife was not feeling well anyway, but they had like a class of 92, I guess a reunion you would call it, at the bar because the bartender, this guy D'Lo, has been there for years. He's my age, class of 92, and the photos were cool. And even my wife, she's looking at them on Facebook showing me. She's like, I wish I felt good. We should have gone to this. It would have been different. Different night out,
different
bar, seeing people. And I'm not into the whole reunion thing, but we didn't go to that high school, although we knew a lot of the people. And she was bummed out that we didn't go. I'm like, see, even her, like, she wants to go do something other than just go to a restaurant. You know?
I know.
That's why I think our live show sells out.
Right, something to do.
It's a different, fun
unique.
Thing. Yeah, it's unique. It makes sense to me.
Yeah. No, I know. I'm going to try to start looking for more of that sort of smaller theater things.
Is this the right time to announce Al and Jerry Live?
We are looking at the Supper Club in Asbury Park. Yeah, definitely.
No, I'm locking on Count Basie.
Count Basie?
Yeah,
even
Count
closer.
Basie in Red Bank.
All right, we could do that too. Count Basie.
Right in between the two of us.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Also, this is my first time. You know, I like to have a order a black and tan, which is like a beer with Guinness on top. You know, it's like,
yes, I don't like that. I know people do. And I've never enjoyed that.
But for whatever reason, when I went to the show, I was like, I'm just going to try to get a straight Guinness.
Okay,
Jerry, it was tremendous.
Good for you.
This might be my new go-to beer.
Very heavy, isn't it? Guinness,
you
or just dark?
It's dark.
Okay.
It's creamy, Jerry. It's got a creamy head on it.
Okay, that sounds disgusting. Eddie, if you use that, I'm going to punch you in the face tomorrow.
It was pretty good. So I might be moving to that.
Good for you.
To Guinness, Jerry.
Yeah, I think it's a wonderful choice. I actually had a Corona on Friday for the first time. Usually the only time I drink beer, I either get Coors Light or Michelob Ultra for the calorie count. Not that it matters all that much, I suppose. I hadn't had Corona, like, regular in forever. And I went to the bar, was playing golf with my son, and in between holes 9 and 10, I ran in. I grabbed two. I was going to grab the Michelob Ultra, and I just saw the Corona sitting there. I'm like, oh, I'll take two of those. It was delicious.
Yeah.
It was delicious.
But can you drink a Corona in the winter, or does that feel like a summer beverage?
I don't usually. It's funny. I don't usually drink beer in the winter. I'm with you. Beer to me is on a nice warm day after you cut the grass or you're listening to the game or you're barbecuing or friends are over. It doesn't work for me.
Yeah. You're right. Beer in the summer is really where it's at.
That's awesome.
That being said, I don't think you could drink a Guinness in the summer because that seems like a heavy winter beer.
Is that a room temperature beer or is that cold?
Yeah. So I Googled that.
Okay.
Because I wasn't sure what to expect. I thought it was room temperature. And when I got it, it wasn't room temperature, but it wasn't cold.
No, okay.
So then I did Google it afterwards, and it is served at a
precise temperature.
Well, within a couple degrees, but it's not room temperature and it's not refrigerator. It's somewhere in between.
Interesting.
Yeah, I don't know how you would do that.
Expensive beer too.
Is that right?
Yeah, I think Guinness. I would think by the 6-pack is probably double.
Yeah.
Like a regular 6-pack of beer.
There are also some people that will not drink Guinness in a can. They think that's offensive. You have to get it on tap.
Okay. I was not aware of this.
Jerry wanted to alert you to a new crime going on.
Guinness, just so you know, a 6-pack of Guinness bottles is like $15.
6-pack.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, Guinness is not cheap.
That's pricey. And,
yeah, you get a 12-pack for $21.
Hmm. All right. Yeah, no, that's more expensive.
Yep.
A new crime going on in suburban New Jersey.
What now?
There's this thing thieves are doing, Jerry. They're putting a slice of pizza on your porch. And then they come back the next day. If the slice of pizza is still there, they know you're out, and then they rob your house. So if you have a slice of pizza on your porch, you're like, why is there a slice of pizza on my porch? Oh, take it in, call the police.
Okay. How is an animal not eating that?
Right, like a raccoon.
I mean, give me a break. Whatever.
Right, imagine this. Ooh, how about this for the thieves, Jerry? They go by and they drop the slice on the porch. The homeowners are not home, but a raccoon eats the pizza. Homeowner saved.
By a raccoon?
By the raccoon.
Or maybe a groundhog.
Yeah. So this was somebody on the Bradley Beach forum posted it from a Asbury Park forum. Mm. And then other people are commenting, oh, yes, this is going on in neighborhoods, Jerry.
Sure. Another way for criminals to be criminals.
The pizza
awful.
Caper.
I'm so tired of everybody.
It's a pizza caper, Jerry.
People stink.
Yeah.
Nice people are great, but everybody else. Ugh.
Random thought I had today during the program talking about streaming and things.
Yeah.
Do you remember when you first were trying to start streaming movies? Like, do you remember the early... I'll tell you what, it hit me.
I jumped onto Netflix a lot later than everybody else, so probably not.
Well, I remember trying, and I looked at the year of when the movie came out.
Okay.
There was a movie with Ben Affleck called The Town.
Never heard of it.
It was set in Boston, mm-hmm. as a lot of his things are. I think it had to do with the Boston mob or something.
Okay.
But I know I was interested in seeing it. I looked up this morning. It came out. It hit theaters in 2010, so it was probably available to rent or whatever a year later. So say 2011.
Mm-hmm.
I remember I had a PlayStation that I could,
mm-hmm.
I had Netflix on it.
Yep.
It was either that or I tried to buy it on iTunes. And, you know, you want to watch the movie that night. It said, downloading, ready in 28 hours.
Oh, sure.
28 hours.
Yeah, and you probably did, and you probably wait, or you just cancel it. But I'm sure a lot of people would set that up on Friday so it was ready on Saturday night.
Right.
Yeah.
Look how far we've come. That's 12 years ago.
Download times, yeah. I mean, everything, our access to tremendous Wi-Fi and Ethernet is ridiculous compared to the way it was. Just look at the video games. Not that my older son doesn't even play anymore, but my younger son will still play Madden, he'll still play the NBA. He still watches these shows on YouTube. Like, there's no flutters anymore. Download speeds are so much faster.
And it's crystal clear.
Yeah. It's just, there are very few issues now.
Yeah.
I mean, that has become the way of the world.
Oh, it's tremendous.
And they've, for the most part, they've worked out a lot of the kinks, if not all of them.
Yes.
So yeah. I don't think I got Netflix until I moved into this house in 2017. I don't think I had Netflix in my other house.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure I was really late to getting it.
Did you do the DVD Netflix ever?
No, never.
They would come to your house?
No, never did that.
That was exciting to get movies in the mail.
Well, just like the CDs back in the day. Couldn't wait for that box to come.
Yeah.
That's very true. So I never did the Red Box.
Yeah, I never did Red Box.
AMP or wherever.
Yeah, that's very popular.
Yeah, I never did that either. No. I stopped renting movies
They would sell you
Blockbuster.
Movies. Blockbuster.
When Blockbuster went out of business.
You were like, that's it.
And
I'm
even
out.
Their last few years, I never went.
Yeah.
You know, so no, that was not me.
Yeah, now we're in a glorious era of streaming.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
It is glorious, Jerry.
It's pretty good.
All right, let's do the warm-up program.
All right.
And we'll see you tomorrow, Jerry.
Now,
you're hosting with Boomer. Geo's out.
That's right.
So!
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours.
and great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.